Good morning. You're with Josh, Julie, and JoJo, and we are so excited to welcome to the show our very special guest, David.
Dun, dun, dun!
David, how are you?
Hello. Doing really well.
Well, we're so excited. Your new album, Crystal Clear, out this week. Are you so excited?
I am so excited. We probably finished the record, months and months ago, and it's the waiting period of when you finish it to releasing it is always murderous. So I'm stoked that it's finally coming out.
Tell us a little bit about that new record.
So Crystal Clear as a record is mostly dealing with the topic of the question that Job asked God, right? Is the why are you letting this happen to me? So for the most part, it's tackling a question that I do not have an answer to. But what I do know, right, and it's kind of the theme of the entire record, is that no matter what kind of junk that you're in the middle of, no matter what kind of trials that you're currently struggling with, his love is always crystal clear, right? He loves through every situation. So content-wise, that's where the record is kind of based. Sounds, I kind of went crazy on this one, to be honest. I'm a big fan of, 70s and 80s synths, so there's a bunch of throwback kind of, Journey and Boston sort of sounds and big beats. And
I'm suddenly very excited about this record.
Hey, great. Yeah, well, all you got to do is throw the Journey name in there and people will go running.
Away or to it? I don't know.
I'm gonna leave that up to your discretion.
David, dun, dun, dun! Do you have a favorite song that's on the new album?
I do. It's a song called No Matter What. So it's probably the weirdest song, to be honest. It's got musically just done some things on that song that I'd never done before. There's a massive synth lead in the middle of it that just goes crazy. It's just real bizarre, right? It was one of the songs that I got to kind of puke out all my artistic inferences, and so sonically it's my favorite, and also content-wise, actually. It's one of the songs I think is the most important. The song will never be on the radio, but it's still is one of my favorites. And it's dealing with the concept of kind of depression, right, and what depression ends up actually looking like feasibly when it comes to God. I've got a bunch of friends, and including myself, right? I even go into some dark periods. And it tends to be that you feel like that God doesn't exist or doesn't love you. You just kind of are overwhelmed with these negative feelings, and no matter what is really, kind of counterbalancing that mentality and going, hey, it doesn't matter what you feel, right? These are not real indications. These are lies that are being told to you, and then you're kind of ingesting. So it doesn't matter what you feel. He's there. He's loving.
I think that song will definitely reach a lot of people. I think it's going to be great for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm really hoping that you have a guitar solo at some point in your show. Sounds like the record is geared for it.
I could. I absolutely could. I could on that song.
Now, one of our favorites is the latest single, Have Everything. Could you give us the story behind the song?
So Have Everything is about the tendency for us as Americans to kind of prioritize our lives into time segments, right? Is we kind of compartmentalize the beginning point in the morning for coffee, and then we compartmentalize the second part as going to work, and then we compartmentalize 12 to 1 as lunch, and we compartmentalize all the way through our entire day, which is a good thing, right? We become more productive that way.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, and I think for a lot of people that I'm pals with, the kind of pitfall in compartmentalizing is that you tend to do that with God as well, right? You compartmentalize God to an hour and a half on Sunday morning, and you check off that box, and that's his time, right? And if that's his time, then the rest of that time is yours. So Have Everything is a reminder to myself and hopefully an encouragement to other people to stop compartmentalizing God and kind of really kind of make him saturated into every area, right? He's an umbrella over your compartmentalized life rather than another square in the middle of it.
What do you do when you hear your songs on the radio? Do you crank it up and sing along? Are you that guy?
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
I have only heard myself on the radio twice ever.
How is that possible?
You know, I'll tell you how it's possible, and this is blasphemous for an artist to say this. I'm a giant nerd, and so most of the time when I walk around or I'm on trips and I've got earbuds in, I'm almost always listening to audiobooks.
Like what kind of audiobooks? Like...
Like the nerdiest audiobooks ever. I either listen to like strictly fantasy fiction for youths or like historical biographies. Those are like the two things that I tend to get into. And I listen to like, I don't even know how many, like $60 a month worth of audiobooks. It's getting out of control.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. I'm imagining, you know, those Bose commercials where they'll show the NBA players put on their headphones and they're like rocking out to some hip hop and ignoring everyone around them. I imagine you at a press conference and you put your Bose on and you hear, and now James Earl Jones presents Ulysses S. Grant.
Exactly. Yeah. Introducing Harry Potter.
Well, though you may not listen to it, why do you think it's important for people to support Christian radio?
I do listen to it. I just tend to, I shouldn't even told you about that now.
You just keep biting the hand that feeds you, David.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know.
We're going to hang it over your head for the rest of your life.
I think that Christian music and art is a conduit or really one of the main conduits to tell people things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, it bypasses normal social facades and really connects with people, right? It is the thing that connects. So no matter what story you're telling or idea you're portraying, if you're using art to do it, that idea immediately gains power. And so Christian music, with an art platform, right, is a way to use that conduit to a positive effect. So that's why I think Christian music is important, is because art is powerful. Mm-hmm. It really is. It is the thing that bypasses these facades that really are difficult to get past, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can have a conversation for 30 minutes with 100 different people and really never get to know them. But I can write one song, and in 3.5 minutes, of me not actually conversing back and forth with them, I can connect with them on a really intimate, spiritual, and kind of loving level with this person that I would never otherwise get to connect with if it weren't for music. So Christian music is specifically important because the thing that we're saying through our conduit of art is the thing that needs to be said.
Here's how this works. We're going to throw some questions at you, and they're just going to be quick, you know, answer them as quickly as you can, as truthfully as you can, and then we'll move on, okay?
Okay, hit me.
All right, here we go. Disney or Universal Studios?
Disney.
Sunscreen or giant floppy hat?
Giant floppy hat.
Paperback or Kindle?
Audiobook. Paperback.
Ice cream or snowball?
Ice cream.
Beach volleyball or frisbee?
Frisbee.
Build a sandcastle or dig a sand pit?
Sand pit.
Lemonade or sweet tea?
Lemonade.
Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger.
Swimming pool or ocean?
Ocean.
All nice. Right. You All did. Right. Good job. Those were respectable answers. It's been fun, David.
Thank goodness.
Again, congratulations on the release of Crystal Clear. It's super exciting. We love all the singles you've released. We've been jamming out to them. It's been fun.
Hey, thanks so much for doing that. Appreciate you guys having me.
We can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
So,
thanks so much.
What's coming up next for you? What's in the future, the immediate future?
Well, I've got some like one-off festival things here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to go out on a little quick tour with them. It's just like 5 or 6 dates with Unspoken, and then I'm going to Denmark, which I'm completely stoked
Ooh.
About. So I'm
going
to go up there. Yeah, so it'll be my first foray into onto European soil to play music.
That's
and
cool.
That'll happen, I think it's like the end of July. That'll be like a week there where I'll be in Europe. So that's the main thing that I'm currently really stoked about.
Cool.
You better have your audiobooks ready for that flight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I will have a stockpile at that point.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye, David.
Thanks. Bye.
Dun, dun, dun!